Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger episode 83. Cha cha cha. So I get slightly, I don't know if it's annoyed or concerned or whatever, just aspects of Facebook and how we view likes or some of the memes. So here's an example. This isn't the best example, but this one for some reason just struck me as just being, I don't know, somehow annoying and incongruent. So it's a picture of a puppy, which is very cute, no doubt, definitely a cute puppy. Actually, it's not a picture of a puppy. It's a video of a picture of a puppy. And then after that is a picture of an emoticon licking its licks, licking its lips, and then a heart sort of extended out of its chin. It seems like a weird icon to choose for this, but the video is entitled, and I put video in quotes, video is entitled, "A Good Dog Deserves a Good Home." A fine thing. I will totally go with that. But the picture says this: "I think I need a hug." Okay, this is from the dog, I assume. "Please, will you share me so I can get lots?" Okay, there is no information about a particular dog. You know, there isn't like a, hey, this dog is looking for a home by this animal shelter or this person. So share me in this sort of, so I can get lots of hugs in a sense of, so I can get exposure. So somebody might find me, take me home and give me a good home. I find this post just sort of weird. Again, picture of puppy, cute. All right, fine. What the heck's the point of the video? I'm sorry. I guess if it's like a school project, fine, whatever. I mean, I guess I want to know what the point is. If it was just somebody having fun and they threw it out there and went, what the heck? Okay, good on ya. All the power, whatever. I just want to know the intention. And I sort of hate this hug thing. Like, I need a hug. And then Facebook is somehow going to provide that, turning likes and shares into hugs. And then, okay, that's bad enough for people. Like, I kind of hate when people send, hey, here's this kid and send around and see how many likes and shares they could get. And I've seen things where they kind of like turn those into representation of hugs, which I think is messed up. I don't know. I guess I think it's messed up. Maybe it's not. Maybe I need to think about that more. But this is for a dog. What's the point? Where is the need coming from? Where is the need for the person sending this out? It's I don't know why I'm just annoyed with this. It just seems messed up, right? I don't know if I'm alone here, but the whole, I think I need a hug. I'm a dog, which is fine. I'm okay. I can even deal with that. But please, will you share this so I can get lots of hugs in the form of likes and shares to a dog that I can't even get back to? Like, there's no video on a humane society to go, hey, where did this dog end up? Who took it home? It just seems very pointless, minus cute puppy. But the video, why the video? I don't understand this trend that has seemingly waned a little bit, thank God, where they just put a picture as a video. Like, I probably just don't understand clickbait, but it doesn't go anywhere, so I don't get it. I don't get it. There might be a logical explanation in that and somebody gets something for it. It's still annoying, but whatever. Why? I guess my question for that in this is, why are you wasting my time? I can look at the cute picture and I can enjoy that, but I'm waiting for exciting things to happen in this video that are not. And although I do notice as I'm scrolling through the video that it's slightly, the picture slightly pans. So I'm closer up to the dog. And then it turns into this face thing at approximately 8 seconds in. Now, granted, okay, this is a 11 second video. So I realize it's not a ton of time out of my life, but it's the wastedness of the time that means nothing, that you could have just shown me the picture of the dog and yay, fine, and forget the hug crap. I don't know if that makes me a big bad ogre. I have no idea, but I just don't get it. We need to, like, we have a bad enough problem with people depending on their likes. And I get it to a point. I find looking at people's likes or just posts likes, I guess, sometimes just fascinating to see what people will click on who they all click on and who gets kind of lost in the dust, and has really good stuff to post sometimes and lots of friends. And it's like, is nobody seeing this? Just, are they afraid to like it? But then there's the some of the stuff that's obviously posted for like baiting, or it feels like it's baiting the likes. And then it's like that, then of course, as we all know from understanding Facebook, that it's the kind of narcissistic, look at me, I got likes. Like, I don't know how much that happens in people's heads, but probably more than it probably should. So I don't know. I just, this whole annoying thing with this particular post just for some reason really struck me on multiple levels. First of all, the equating hugs to likes is kind of icky, but at least if there's like a human at the other end who like gets to receive, or the information has something valuable, or it's inspiring maybe even in some ways. But this just seemed like a pointless waste of my time. And like I said, it's a short video, but obviously I've spent way more time on it in my brain than that. So I have allowed it to waste my time, I guess. But I'm sorry, I still question these things. I want to understand the motivation. If you are the person who made this video, tell me your story, man. I want to know what you're thinking, and I want to know what the hugs and the likes mean to you. And I want to know your psychology and your philosophy. Let's talk. These are the things that, I wouldn't say keep me awake at night, but probably keep me occupied while I'm doing other mindless things. So thank you so much for listening and running with me on my puppy rant. Puppies are great. I love them. I just don't understand this one. Yeah. All right. Check out the rest of the podcasts at Good Morning. No, that is not what that's not what the website's called. The website is called morningswithastranger.com, and there you will find all of the delightful podcasts. I guess it's self-aggrandizing to say delightful. I'm probably using aggrandizing wrong in this particular case, so whatever. Anyway, you decide if they're delightful. I'm not going to make that decision for you. Facebook, at Mornings with a Stranger. That is the @ Mornings with a Stranger. No spaces on Facebook. Okay, I have had caffeine and not a whole lot, so I don't know what my issue is. I'm just about to have my next cup of tea, so apparently I need that really bad today. Or else this disconnect and this sort of non sequitur of loves or likes and hugs and love and need. Maybe it just doesn't equate in my head, and my brain's trying to patch it all together in a nicely formed way, and it's not finding pathways, so it's interrupting the other pathways to things that I should know off the top of my head. My theory. Have a great rest of your morning. Enjoy your coffee, tea, smoothie, something hopefully delicious and healthy for you. All right. Talk to you soon. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. Okay. So just a little add on to the episode. So if you are liking what you hear and you would like to support the podcast in a small way, and you are an Amazon shopper or would like to be one, you can go to the Mornings with a Stranger website, and if you look on the top, you see a fun little picture, and then beneath it is the menu, and technically, I guess, is it a banner? Is it a menu? I don't know. Anyway, there is a link that says fun stuff from the podcast. Shop at Amazon and support the podcast. So if you click on that, you're going to go to a page that is going to bring you, you know, kind of thought this would be a fun thing to do. I end up talking about products occasionally, and maybe I will a little more because I like sharing cool stuff that I find. But I've talked about food that I eat and things that I have. And so I thought, oh, what the heck? Let's do this. So it is there. So if you are feeling called, go to the website and then go to the Amazon. And you do not have to buy any of the products listed. You just have to get to Amazon that way. And then whatever you choose to do and purchase and look at is your business. So next time you find yourself crawling on the web and you're needing to purchase the cake mix that you can't find in the store and you can only find on Amazon, or you can wait for 2-day delivery. I mentioned cake mix because I heard a news story about Walmart, actually. And I don't remember what state it was that they said, like Alabama, Indiana, something like that. The most popular thing that people order from the Walmart 2-day shipping is cake mix. I thought that was fascinating. So if you need a cake mix and you don't want to get it from Walmart, or you're just dying to try the tea that I pretty much drink every morning when I'm recording this podcast. That's on the list too, because I talked about that once. Or maybe you've listened to some of the other episodes and you've inspired by a gift. You know, the episode about giving your, if you live with your parents, give them time. I think I did an episode about this. If you live with your parents and giving them time and space to have sex while you live with them. Or if you live with a parent who lives alone, maybe you can go get an adult toy for them as well. Send it to them anonymously, because it's just creepy, your kids getting you adult toys. So enjoy, support the podcast. I would be uber, uber grateful if you do. And, you know, just so you understand how the Amazon thing works. So it's not like an extra charge, right? It's just part of your purchase. A little bit of your purchase price goes into a little bucket to support the podcast. So it's not like you're going to get charged extra. All right. On that note, have a lovely day.